Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, well, if you haven't been paying attention lately, there's a new sheriff in town. The old POTUS is the new POTUS, and, you know, he's making waves. He's signing a lot of documents.
I have concepts of a plan.
He does have concepts of a plan.
I love cows.
Some people love him, some people hate him. But there's this, the USAID, the United States Agency for International Development. This is one of the agencies that he has just decided that no longer exists. Much like the Department of Education, he's just going through and him and Elon Musk are like, yeah, this doesn't exist anymore. Well, when that happens, there are people that that tend to push back. And if there's one thing we love on this program, it's a good protest song, right? And this was brought to my attention.
Oh, boy.
I love when people are like, you know what? This aggression will not stand. And there's only one way to deal with tyrants and bullies, and that is a quality song. So we've been playing this one for years. If you don't know, this one came to us from Seattle.
This is a welcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy.
Do you know this one, Emmett?
There's a hole in
Rob
the sky where
one.
A tree yeah. once stood.
This is at a public meeting in Seattle. There's more. Hold on.
Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
Somebody's making money.
Stand up. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Laws protect exceptional trees, but the city grows. Grants exemptions to these.
Instead, they reward the
developers.
So we've been playing this for years because we love a good protest song. And it's been a while since we've had something with the passion and the energy of there's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood. That is until the United States Office for International Development got shut down and the USAID employees rallied together. There's only one way to push back against Trump, and that's with another banger. And we present to you a new modern classic that Buck turned to me and goes, do you know what I've been singing all day? I'm like, the protest song. He's like, yeah.
You guys have been talking about this. I thought it was a real song.
Oh, it is real.
There's a real good song.
Oh, it's real.
It's a banger.
It's real.
I know it's... Oh, boy. Oh.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Within our walls, we'll fight from dawn to dusk. Oh, which side are you on?
Oh, no.
Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on?
This is like geriatric Hunger Games.
Which side are you on? Trump's coming for our unions. He wants us all to fail. He wants us to bow to him, but we want him in jail. Oh,
side are you on?
The crowd's loving it.
Which side are you on?
Tell me
which side are you on?
I love the tell me.
The tell me person is taking a job seriously.
Which side are you on? They say in the capital city there are no neutrals found. You're either with the union or a scabby musk bloodhound.
Oh,
which side are you on?
That was a good line. That actually, now I'm maybe back in. Or in the first
which side are you on? Which side are you on? Don't take that government buyout. Don't listen to Trump's lies. Us workers haven't got a chance unless we organize. Oh,
which side are you on? I'm sorry, the song slaps.
Which side are you on?
I don't care which side you're on, the song slaps.
Which side are you on?
I like the tell me.
Tell me.
Which side are you on?
Bravo. Bravo. Who knew that the International Development Office had such talent in it? I mean, come on. I love the fact that someone sat around and was like, all right.
You know what we need.
You know what we need. We need a protest song.
And that even if you had written that song, that the lead soloist was your choice, because she was something else.
She was something else. Dylan-esque, if you will. Maybe they saw a complete unknown over the holidays and were like, you know what? Bob Dylan wrote protest songs. And maybe they heard the hole in the sky where a tree once stood, and they developed their own. And to the guy that was just, his whole job was there to yell, tell me. I mean, that's a stroke of genius. Because in that arrangement, I feel like that would be my part. Would be the tell me.
Jeez.
And you know, they went home and were like, you know what, guys?
We did it.
I think we nailed it.
We did it. We made a difference today. It's lot of good work. A lot of good work done today.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
I don't know how to say her name. Gal Gadot, the celebrities during COVID, saying I don't remember what song it was. It feels like it has that level of cultural impact.
Oh, yeah, when one song saved us from the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. If there's going to be one song that saves us all, I think it's going to be that one. The Which Side Are You On? Tell me. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side?
I can't get enough of it. Someone sent that to me and said, we immediately thought of you. And I said, I appreciate
it's,
that.
It honestly feels like it could have been written by the same lady as the tree song.
I thought it was
the sung
same.
By the same lady
I
as the tree
it
song.
It was the same it's, lady. It might
yeah,
be.
The parallels
the
are stunning.
Can we find, is there a way that we can just kind of go back and forth? Like
throw them into AI somehow?
Yeah,
and
some
and
sort
just
of
have
mashup?
Like, yeah.
Where which them? Side are we on? And there was a hole in the sky where a tree once stood? You know, because I feel like
Spotify.
It's
Spotify.
There's a hole in the sky where
these
a tree
are the songs,
stood, and which side are you on?
These are the two songs I like. Find me more.
Right here, Vancouver Vortex Line. Crap, the song is now in my head, and it's not leaving. No, it's not.
Which side are you on has been in my head for hours today.
Which side are you on?
It's almost like a marching tune or something.
Yeah, like an old
working
spiritual,
on the railroad
like an
or
underground
railroad. That's what
railroad.
I'm saying. It's like the Hunger Games when they had the protest song. Here's the thing. Mission accomplished for them, right? They're trying to raise awareness.
Yes.
We're talking about it on the radio. This song is doing well. It's
Which
doing what it's supposed
are
to.
You on?
Tell me.
Told you.
You know what else we should raise awareness about before we have to take a break? No. Is this very show has a 4-pack of Portland Winterhawk tickets to give away.
Right.
The game is on Saturday, February 22nd. And if you text in right now, text Hawks, that's H-A-W-K-S, to the fan text line 503-864-6326. You can enter for a chance to win that 4-pack of tickets for next Saturday's game against Wenatchee.
The Wenatchee Wild,
that's
I
right.
believe. And I will be there. And you know whose side I'm going to be on? Which side are you on? I will tell you.
Which side are you on? Which side?
The Winterhawk side. Here is Buck with SportsCenter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.